With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Anton Gabrielson, a student at Missoula College, hopes to trade in his hiking boots for a stint as a long-haul truck driver.
Well, coming from a background as a wilderness ranger, I'm attracted to the nomadic aspect of being a long-haul truck driver. I think that I'm well-suited for that lifestyle, at least for a few years.
Gabrielson is behind the wheel of a 70-foot-long tractor-trailer rig. He's taking the empty truck on a practice drive around Missoula as part of a 5-week-long course to prepare for Montana's Class A commercial driver's license exam. That's one of the first steps to becoming a long-haul trucker. Instructor Mark Dodge is riding shotgun on this recent bitterly cold, crystal-clear morning. He describes Gabrielson as an exceptional student.
Yeah, Anton has already filled out applications with 3 companies, and there is no doubt that he can pick and choose any of those companies. Anybody who has a CDL and has a good record, by that I mean their motor vehicle record and no real criminal record, those folks are in big demand.
According to Montana Commissioner of Labor and Industry Pam Busey, it's not just the trucking industry that's hurting for qualified workers.
Yeah, it's across the board. You've been hearing a lot about skills gaps and skill shortages in, you know, high skill occupations, engineering, computer programming, high-tech manufacturing, all of those things, which are growing industries here in Montana. But even traditional trades, average age of an electrician in Montana is 54 years old.
Far more baby boomers are expected to retire from the workforce in the next decade than there will be 16 to 24-year-olds to replace them. So the state is now focusing to refine and develop education and training programs to stem the coming labor shortage. One is called RevUp, a partnership between the state and 13 of Montana's 2-year colleges. It's supported by a $25 million grant from the U.S. Department of Labor. Executive Director Matt Springer says the idea is to make it easier for students to come and go as their personal and professional needs change.
In doing that, what we've seen is some pretty dramatic shifts, where we have enrollment in those programs has gone up 33% over the last 3 years. Student retention is up 13%. Our completion, you know, there's an opportunity for that to be 3.5 times better than it was in our traditional programs. And we're also seeing great placement rates out of those programs. So by and large, probably about 80%. Of students are getting placed into jobs after their completion of those programs.
A RevUp grant totaling roughly $100,000 is paying for the driver training program at Missoula College, as well as for programs like nursing, welding, and machining. Springer says about 30% of Montana's graduating high school students continue into higher education. 80% of them will choose a 4-year university. Springer says many of them don't have a specific end goal in mind.
And while exploration is great, universities are an expensive place to find yourself. So probably what would make more sense in the state is that we're able to catch a much larger percentage of that high school population. Maybe 80% of high schoolers are continuing on into higher ed, but the majority of those folks probably makes sense for them to go into 2-year colleges or to be gaining short-term certificates and credentials.
Montana Labor Secretary Pam Busey.
I think we have done such a disservice in this country to parents for 2 decades at least. We've told parents, if you don't get your kids into a 4-year college, you know, you're somehow not a great parent. I do think that is changing dramatically.
Busey says Montana's 4-year universities don't seem quite as engaged as the 2-year colleges when it comes to career development programs.
Partly because I think it's harder for them to respond as quickly as it is for 2-year colleges. And 2-year colleges are living right in that community. They're talking to those employers. But Commissioner Christian and Deputy Commissioner John Seck have been very engaged in these discussions and are certainly trying to figure out ways to make all of the colleges and our 2 flagship universities more responsive to private sector needs.
Missoula College student and aspiring long-haul trucker Anton Gabrielson already has a resource conservation degree from the University of Montana. He worked 4 years as a seasonal wilderness ranger for the National Park Service. During that time, he became exposed to helicopter work. Now he wants to be a pilot and thinks that working as a trucker would be an excellent transitional career move. His instructor, Mark Dodge, agrees and adds the money's good too.
You know, it pays to shop around. If you stay busy and work with your dispatcher, you can make $50,000 quite easily the first year.
That compares to about $30,000 to $35,000 a year as a wilderness ranger, and those are often seasonal positions that only last half a year. Since Gabrielson took that final test drive around Missoula, he passed the state CDL test with flying colors and is now training with Watkins Shepherd Trucking Company. Mark Dodge predicts his student will have a very successful career in the industry.
He's pretty darn good, I have to tell you.
For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.